The inevitable calls of clear, 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 all clear. And then he heard the words that made his heart sing. Fuck! God damn it! Where the hell did he go? Johnson, you saw him come in, right? Without waiting for an answer, he went on. There's no other way out. Keep looking. Agent Phillips, you better come here and see this. Pause. A long pause. Holy shit, another attack. Seal this off and get the director on video. Now! Then some words from the gravelly voice that might make things a bit more complicated. Detroit PD, close down the streets. Cole, make sure they search anyone inside the perimeter. Hell, search anyone standing anywhere near the perimeter. He has to be here. Did they really think he wasn't prepared? With a satisfied smile, he reached into his handbag and pressed the button. The car explosion reverberated across the block, shaking the building and nearly knocking him down. The bomb sent his escort, Cole, running out the lobby doors. Temporarily freed from FBI supervision, he walked outside and across the street, right through a barricade vacated by a muffin-topped policeman, also scampering to the car that was now on fire. He chuckled to himself. It had all gone perfectly. Stupid pigs. Beginning with the first airplane attack over a year ago, they'd only seen what they wanted to see. Now they had everything and nothing. His day with destiny was finally coming. He whispered wistfully, "Allahu Akbar. God is great indeed." And the stage was set for his final act of destruction. Part 1. The First Deadly Day. Just goes to show that you never know just what tomorrow may bring. But I'll tell you this, that what it is seldom what it seems. 'Cause life is a curious thing. Life. Ooh, life is a curious thing. Wayne Kirkpatrick, Amy Lee Grant. Chapter 1. Flight 209, April 16th, 2019. John Quincy Humboldt was used to the Rube Goldberg exercise of Newark Liberty International Airport. Not that there was anything liberating about its labyrinthine escalators and constant state of construction. The airport name honored those who had died on Flight 93 on 9/11, a thought never far from Johnny's mind. He quickly passed an elderly couple, chuckled at their pile of luggage, and navigated to the TSA pre-check line. 30 minutes later, he was lumbering down the drafty jetway, trying to get himself psyched up, or was that out, for the flight home. Despite hundreds of thousands of miles spent in the air, he still hated and feared flying. He knew it was irrational, but all he could do was endure it. Over time, he had developed a checklist to get him through the airport morass and the flying anxiety. 1. Print your ticket, paper over battery life. 2. Never, ever check a bag, and don't travel with people who do. 3. Make sure all devices are fully charged and hope your seat has power. 4. Get snacks and a bottle of water. Coach class chow is worse than fast food. 5. Board early. Let the fight for overhead bins begin. 6. Window seats only. If you fear flying, you want to be able to see where you're going. 7. Put on headphones and music quickly. Conversations with others are dangerous. 8. Never use Wi-Fi. That is how more email gets delivered to your PC. 9. Always keep your seatbelt fastened. Turbulence can start before the sign is turned on. The last item in his pre-flight routine was a prayer he muttered as he walked into the plane. Dear Lord, protect this flight, its crew and passengers. Please take care of Maggie and the kids. Keep us safe. Would the weather on the route be okay? What about the possible thunderstorms?